Hey everyone, welcome on today. Yes, that's right. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself and family, consult your medical doctor first. I'm not a licensed counselor or psychologist. If you suspect that you have a mental health illness or mental health issue, please contact your local behavioral health authority in your state or town, or contact 311 United Way, and they can connect you with a mental health agency in your region. That's right. They can connect you. And this concludes our disclaimer. Let's get this show started. Good afternoon, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. So, you know, we have a tip for you today. That's right. We always have tips for you today. That's right. So, let's get out the drum roll, please. The time goes round and round. Nobody knows the hand is going to stop on. Okay, let's make yourself mighty on today. That's right. The tip on today is make yourself mighty. Strength training can help you increase lean muscles, reduce body fat, and protect bones and joints. No equipment or experience is needed. Did you know that? I didn't even know that. So, one day this week, you know, those of y'all that do your daily routine exercises or walk or however the case may be, I know someone, they do 12 o'clock shakedown. And I usually join in sometimes. Lately, I haven't been joining, but I'm going to get myself together so I can join in 12 o'clock shakedown. It's just exercise. Someone that's on social media that do exercise for people that's disabled or anybody that wants to join in. So one day this week, do a body weight workout for at least 10 minutes. That's right. A body weight workout for 10 minutes. Some of you guys know what that is. So don't forget, strength training can help you increase lean muscles, reduce body fat, and protect bones and joints. No equipment or experience needed. So if I was you, if you don't know what body weight workout means, look it up. Because I don't even know what that means. So we're going to look it up for you on this afternoon. For those that may not know what it is, like me, what is body weight exercise? So push-ups, squats, that's body weight exercise. So maybe this week you could do maybe 2 push-ups, 3 push-ups, 5 push-ups, squats. If you have a hard time you doing squats, those that have problems with their legs and knees, such as myself, you can use a chair to do squats in. You can put a chair in front of you and hold on to it and do squats, or you can sit in a chair and simply scoot up a little bit and do squats like that. I can't really demonstrate because, you know, we're not doing a video, but nonetheless, you get the idea, right? Body weight exercises, squats or push-ups. That's the thing. You can do pull-ups, jump squats. You can step up. That's right. Jumping jacks. All are part of body weight exercises. So that's the tip for today. That's the tip for the week. I hope you enjoy working out your body weight exercises. Guys, What we're going to talk about on today is solvents. That's right. That's what we're going to talk about on today, right here on Holistic Talk with myself, Sherita Berry. So, solvents are used to prepare herbal extracts, and tinctures. They include mixtures of water, alcohol, glycerin, and acetic acid. Solvent suggests that the liquid involved is mainly being used to dissolve the herbal fractions with the combination of liquids used are required to perform four functions. So that's what we talk about on today. Solvents, you know, people use that make herbal extracts or tinctures use solvents. Some people use alcohol vinegar. Some people use vodka. Some people use water. Some people use acetic acids. So the solvents to keep the active ingredient in solution liquids that perform this function are called solvents. They prevent spoilage of a solution from microbial or enzymes. Substances that achieve this are called preservatives. So a lot of people use solvents to cut down on the microbial or enzymes that can occur in the solution that you're making, such as the tincture. To carry the herbal ingredients to an organ or symptom require an activity assist there into the cells. Liquids that carry ingredients are called vehicles. Develop the potencies of remedies. Water is the medium by which homeopathic potencies is imparted to homeopathics and botanical remedies. So, in order for us to really understand solvents, understand what they are, like such as we said, water is a solvent, alcohol is a solvent, vegetable glycerin is a solvent, acetic acid, apple cider vinegar are all solvents that people use to make tinctures or herbal extracts. We can come back right after this break, talk about water. So water is a solvent. It's a poor solvent for the organic fraction of herbs, but essential for the water compounds. Water has no preservatives qualities. In fact, it encourages microbial and enzymes action. Water is an essential ingredient in every herbal preparation. It is an excellent vehicle as it passes freely across the cellular membranes and is an intangible part of every metabolic reaction in the body. So even though it's a poor solvent, it's also good mechanism as well in herbal ingredients, so herbal preparation. As you see, a lot of people drink herbal tea, which is good, you know, mixing water with the herbs. Good vehicle, good mechanism, even though it's a poor solvent. Alcohol is an excellent solvent for organic fractions of herbs and is an excellent preservative because of its toxicity. So the main objective to use alcohol arises with alcoholism, children, or infants, where a client will consume no alcohol, glycerin, or acetic acid can be used. The type of alcohol used will depend on the intended use of the herbal preparation. Any herbal preparation will be used orally must use ethyl alcohol. The type found in vodka or rubbing alcohol may be used for topical preparation only as these forms of alcohol are toxic if taken intentionally. So most people that use alcohol, let's say, when they're making a tincture or a herbal extract. Most people use vodka. A lot of people use vodka, 100% proof. Very few people use, I have not seen rubbing alcohol. People use that. I have not seen other different types of alcohol. Wood alcohol, I haven't seen anybody use that. Majority of people I've seen that use vodka to make tinctures or herbal extracts. Never have seen somebody, but hey, I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying, for my purposes only, I would recommend vodka. I'm just saying. I don't know a lot about using rubbing alcohol or the different types of alcohol that's out here, but yeah. So the type of alcohol depends on the intended use of the herbal preparation. So if you're using vodka, what are you using it for? To make the herbal extract or the tincture? You're using rubbing alcohol, what are you using for? Is this just to put on the skin, mix it with the herb, just to, you know, put on the skin, you know, what a tincture you take orally? Different herbal preparations. Some are orally, some are external and internal. So it depends on what you are using the alcohol for. Vegetable glycerin. Good solvent for the organic correction in herbs, but not quite as effective as alcohol. It provides a concentration of glycerin is to keep high. It is has acceptable preservatives quantities, but when diluted too far, glycerin supports the growth of mold and other microbial organisms. So you got to be careful if you're using vegetable glycerin, because if you dilute it too far, it can grow mold in your tincture and grow mold in your herbal extract. And that is something that you do not want. Just in case you have tinctures and you use vegetable glycerin, you don't know if you use too much, too far, and that tincture you gave to somebody has grown mold and they went to take it and now they're sick. This is why it's important to follow proper protocol when you are making herbal tinctures or herbal extracts. This is why you need to get the proper training. Some people go to school as a herbalist, so they can get an understanding of the proper training. glycerin is excellent. Chemically, glycerin is the basis of every cell in the body, being the core molecule or of natural fats and oils. Since the cellular structure is composed largely of lipids, which are chemical combination of glycerin and fatty acids, can be appreciated. Glycerin for cellular metabolism. I'm sorry, getting a little tongue-tied this morning. Unlike alcohol, glycerin is therapeutic in its own right, being used medicinally for several purposes in the body. It also has a strong sweet taste, which improves the herbal preparation. So a lot of people, some people use vegetable glycerin, some people use water, some people use alcohol. It all boils down to this. What is the purpose that you're using these solvents for? That's the purpose. What are you using the solvents for? Tinctures, herbal extract, or something else? Gonna be right back after this announcement. Hey everyone, I just want to let you know that you can book a one-on-one holistic consultation with myself by going to Lachey's Holistic and Wellness Services right there on Facebook, and it says book now, and you can book appointment from available Monday to Saturday all times, morning or afternoon. If the morning or afternoon doesn't work for you, I do have evening appointments on Saturdays only. Once again, go to Facebook page, Lachey's Holistic and Wellness Services, and click on Book Now to book your holistic consultation one-on-one with myself, Sherita, host of Holistic Talk. So, acetic acids, very strong solvent when it's blended into glycerin, compensate totally for alcohol in herbal extract. It is possible to prepare alcohol-free herbal extracts that are identical to the tincture medicinally. So you can mix acetic acid with glycerin. It compensates totally for alcohol and herbal extracts. So acetic acid is 100% pure acid. It is very corrosive and unpleasant to use. In natural therapy, the preferred source of acetic acid is apple cider vinegar, which is a naturally fermented form. Apple cider vinegar contains alcohol, and microorganisms break this down into acetic acid. So, like I said, when people use make tinctures or herbal extracts, a lot of people don't use the vodka. I've seen people, and even in class when I was in school, some of my fellow classmates said, you know, instead of them using vodka to make a herbal tincture or a herbal extract, they used apple cider vinegar, which is acetic acid, and they use that alongside the glycerin, retroglycerin, to compensate the use of alcohol. So apple cider vinegar is used extensively on its own for medicinal purposes. Apple cider vinegar is like glycerin, useful ingredient in the overall nutrition of the body, shortcoming being the sour taste imparted, blended, it's a solution that is blended randomly with a liquid honey. Some people use apple cider vinegar in liquid honey, as some people use it for a cold, different things you can use apple cider vinegar for. I use apple cider vinegar and I drink it with water every day, or to make an all-natural energy drink, I use apple cider vinegar and it helps me. The solution is blended with liquid honey, like some people do, which not only sweetens the mixture, but also adds the preservative qualities, enhances the natural qualities. Do not use honey for infants under one, as it can carry botulism spores. So if you have a child and they're under 1 year old, you cannot give them honey. I wouldn't even give them honey at 1 year old. I will wait to at least my child is like 6 or 7 to introduce them to honey. I'm just saying. That's just me. So, a combination of glycerin and apple cider vinegar is presently sweet and is strictly used to prepare remedies. Glycerin remedies tend to form randomly, so a proportion of alcohol is natural anti-form reduces the problem considerably. So a lot of people use apple cider vinegar and glycerin to prepare their remedies. Like I said, some people use alcohol, some people don't use alcohol, some people use the glycerin and the acetic acid along with the apple cider vinegar to cut out the alcohol, especially if someone is you make an tincture for an infant or a child, you don't want to use vodka or alcohol. I would say my recommendation will be introducing a child to a herbal tea. Even though that some people do give tinctures or herbal extracts to children. Like I said, you especially have to be mindful and be careful because you have to know your dosage, which we talked about that, you know, at an earlier podcast. If you go through the podcast archives, you can find where I talked about the dosage, because you have to know the recommended dosage for children and a recommended dosage for adults if you're preparing any type of kind of herbal remedy. If it's a herbal blend, herbal extract, tincture, or whatever case may be, even using essential oils, you have to know your recommended dosage, which I think I'm going to talk about it again, just to do a refresher for those that may not know, okay, how much do I have to use or how much do I have to give, how much the ratio is between this and that. So I think I'm going to bring it back next week and we're going to talk about the dosage again. So once again, we talked about solvents on today. Solvents are water, alcohol, vegetable glycerin, acetic acid, and apple cider vinegar are all things that people, herbalists or aromatherapists, use to make essential herbal extracts or herbal remedies or tinctures. Yes, tinctures. So it's all up to you and what you use. Or, you know, if I was you, I recommend going to a herbalist, talking to them, sitting down, get some wisdom from them. If you're first starting out, go talk to a herbalist, aromatherapist, because they can give you the if, ands, and but outs, the no, don't use this, you know, okay, you can use that. Watching videos is fine. Getting education is great. When I say great, great. There are so many schools out here, integrated health, integrated medicine. I went to a school that offers integrated health, integrated medicine classes. I have a degree, a master's of science degree in complementary alternative medicine. Now it's, you know, it's called so many things, integrated health, integrated medicine. It's all still the same, all fall underneath of complementary alternative medicine. There are a lot of schools where if you don't want to get your degree, you can go get certificates. You can try Udemy. That's another online tool where you can go and learn about different things like herbs and essential oils and tinctures and different things like that. A lot of people, herbalists, are on there. I even have a class on there giving you some basic stuff about aromatherapy, essential oils. And I think I'm going to put one up on herbs, just the basic information for those that are just starting out. So I thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. I hope it was informative and information. Hope that you took some notes that you could take back to your local herbal store or herbalist in your state, city, and town. Until next time, guys, peace and deuces. Tuning into today's podcast. I hope this podcast was educational, informative to you. Please be sure to follow our podcast, Holistic Talk, with myself, Sharita Berry, on all podcast platforms such as Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and not to mention, you can also find us on Pandora as well. Until next time, peace and deuces.